forget his name, Fred Gaskin. Afternoon delight, Village Vice. I'm about to see the light. Is half free hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope, there's a 6-hour rain delay. Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt, Big Ben Brad. I just took you to Pound Town with a strap.
Time, gentlemen. It's time, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for another Barncast, our traditional Sunday night Barncast. No viewing anything, YouTube. I swear to God, we're not looking at a single thing.
Let TVs us stream, YouTube. Get off our back.
The TVs please. Are off. It's just us. We're just vibing. We're going to talk about Auburn's recruiting class continuing to climb and Alabama's class continuing to go in the other direction. What the heck is going on?
What happened there? They lose somebody?
Yeah,
they legit lost somebody. Asking. Didn't see this.
Yeah, lost somebody else this weekend.
Who'd they lose?
Some linebacker was their second highest rated commit. We're going to get to it. We got to talk about. Zach, Christian, myself, I'm ready to kick this thing off. Guys, what a day. It seems like every weekend we have some sort of a surprise recruit kind of come out of nowhere and jump in the boat. And this weekend, it's Nate Komba, the defensive lineman from North Carolina. Is that right?
That's correct. Top 10 player in the state.
Top 10 player in the state. 6'4", 305 is what I saw, I think, reported on both of the sites. He's listed at 290, but I think I saw that he was 6'4", 305. Another
I saw
big
6'4", 300. But, like, who's counting at that point?
No. I mean, why not? Why count? Like, let's just keep it rolling, you know?
As far as I'm concerned, numbers stop after 300.
Four-star, nation's number 237 player overall. I don't know if he's – I've read a couple of the articles out, and they've said he has said he's a three technique. I don't know if he could grow into a nose, but it doesn't sound like he feels like he's playing or intends on playing nose. Just thoughts on, man, Vontrell King-Williams, Alex Golish, just this incredible heater that's got Auburn. I mean, guys, literally 2 weeks ago, Auburn was 22nd or lower in the country with only 9 commits. And today, you're number 7 in the 247 composite. You're number 10 in the On3 industry average, and you got what, 18 commits?
Yeah, wild. And saying we just had Donovan Moore for like forever, and now he finally has other people in the class. No, I mean, when you look at Komba, I mean, what, 32nd ranked defensive lineman in the class?
Yep.
Most people play at least two every snap. So when you talk about and do the math there, like that's a player that a lot of people want to have. Positional versatility. If he wants to play three technique, great. You know, curious to see what they do with his weight, if they thin him out a little bit or if they just kind of focus on keeping him at 300 or 305. Kyle, if you want to be a stickler for that, just kind of keep that athleticism and strength up, I'm fine with all of it. I do think he plays a little bit different than Donovan, which is good. And then, you know, obviously, you know, we'll talk more about Carlos May in a second, but if he were to join this class, I mean, he's a different type player entirely as well. So I love it. I also think it gives you a little bit of leverage when it comes to Carlos May too, which is important.
Without a doubt. Christian, just this rocket ship that we've been on for the past 2 weeks, how's it make you feel inside?
Shocked a little bit. I mean, stunned. You know, those are both this, kind of the same word. But, I mean, I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting Alex Golish to be this good at it this fast, especially what we saw 2-3 weeks ago, where it was you know, we are questioning where's the offensive lineman? Where's, you know, people that are going to be other than Donovan Moore into this conversation? And then things start to change. And then you get one win, one massive win, and Mason Johnson Cook. And then you get another one, a Leighton Von Brandt. You go, okay, it's not just a blind squirrel finding that's nut. It's something that's actually gaining momentum here and traction and continuing on. I think Campbell is actually a really fun piece. And then when you combine him and talk to, you know, put Donovan Moore to in that situation, you're talking about two, Donovan Moore is the 19th best defensive lineman in the country, the 32nd, just like you mentioned, Zach. And if at 6'4", 300, if he wants to play nose, he can. If he might not, he might
at 305, Kyle will yell at you.
That's true. Let's meet in the middle there. So at 6'4", 302 and a half, I think that he could play nose. I think without he could. Doubt. Yeah. So, I'll tell you what, though. I'm just super excited about this class. There's just so much momentum.
So, Christian, you mentioned something right there, and I kind of want to take it in this direction. So, Kamba visited Auburn three times. So, it's not like he's just been loaded up with Auburn visits. And there's a theme here with a lot of these guys, especially as of late. It's like they come in and then they lock them up right off the bat, and then there's a commitment shortly thereafter. There have been some that have been spaced out, but for the most part, it's quick, man. So that wasn't the case a month ago. You know what I mean? Like, there was a month ago when we were like sort of in the wilderness, like, what the heck's going on? Maybe a little bit longer than a month ago. We're like, what the heck's going on? So my question to you is, do you feel like this is going according to the plan of always? This was always the plan? Or was there some aha moment at some point in time and they've just got something figured out and it seems to be working? And if that's the case, what do you think that is?
I think it's a combination of those things. You know, I do think they waited till official visits. I think that was part of the plan. And then, you know, was it a decision of, you know, it makes more sense financially to pay high school kids than transfer portal guys? Like, does that make sense? Or you're just kind of looking at the state of the roster, like they feel really good about, you know, this sophomore class that's going to be around for another year. So does it make sense to like really lean into the portal across the roster in December? Like it could have been a lot of different conversations that were had. But I think when it comes down to it, you know, it sounds like there was an influx of NIL, which is helpful. And then I think a lot of this also had to do with just with relationships.
There you go.
Which I think is a big part of everything that Golish wants to do.
Do you agree, Christian? You think it's just maybe a mixture of both, or they figured something out?
I think they've stuck to their guns. I think that's something that I've noticed over this last couple of weeks here, is that Golish has an idea in his head. He has an identity of what type of offensive player he wants to get to continue have his fast pace, to have his protection, to bring in the offensive line, to have this depth, to have this development. And then, of course, we know the type that Durkin wants, and they're sticking to that. And then if they want a guy, they go get it. We get seven bat signals in a weekend. I think we're starting to see an identity, and I think Zach nailed it there, where it feels so different this year compared to other years past, although you might be talking about being in the same national rankings as maybe a couple of recruiting classes in the years past, even though it didn't work out in the field. That wasn't the problem. We all know that, but it feels different because of the relationship portion. They're focusing more on that. Yes, can they compete financially? Yeah, we've seen that happen, and obviously it's working. You're putting guys like Kirby Smart in a locker right now, but the relationships are what I think is getting them to say, you know, we don't need to take any more visits. We want to be an Auburn Tiger. We want to get it done. Let's make this happen.
Go to the super chat. Reverend Barn Booster says, Houston, Hugh Freeze sold recruits on what Auburn used to be. Golish is selling recruits on what Auburn is about to become. The hottest thing. That's a perfect bar. The hottest thing for Auburn isn't the recruiting ranks. It's the belief that Auburn is finally building something built to last. I kind of like that.
They call him the Reverend because he's speaking truth.
He's right preaching now. Baby. That's a sermon right
there.
Put
that on a t-shirt. Goodness gracious.
No, something feels different. Something feels like it changed to me. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if I can put my finger on it, but there was something, because not only did something change and just the overall ability to close kids, something changed in, hey, how many kids we're going to take. Like Zach and I both, when you talk to staff, the message was, hey, smaller class. And now all of a sudden, if you start adding it up and assuming Auburn doesn't lose many of these guys, you're going to be talking 25-ish kids, maybe even more in this particular class. I just can't quite figure out. Is it, what's that?
You think there's seven more coming?
Yeah, I mean, start naming them all. I mean, we can start naming off. There's going to be two this week that you're expecting, James Pace and Kinyere Crum.
And is he announcing this week?
I think they're both announcing this week.
Are they announcing together?
Not together, no.
Just this week.
So that's 20. And you still got Carlos May out there. You got Tay Walden out there. You're bringing
Tay Walden actually counts as two because he plays two positions.
That's true. That's four, not three. I mean, you start adding them up. Now you can always lose guys, but I mean, even the class size seems like it's changed from the original plan.
I think there's a receiver in there.
Yeah,
I really like that kid from Selma that's coming in this weekend.
Yeah, what is his name? But it just feels like something changed, and I would love to know behind closed doors like what that actually is. Was it not necessarily like amount of money, but like how you're actually doing it, like how you're actually structuring it? Is you notice a lot of these kids are out of state kids? You know, is there something working there with you know the way that they take NIL, like the way that, you know, those guys can get NIL early or whatever.
Not all states are the same anymore.
Are the same. I'm just wondering, is there something they figured out or something that flipped?
Was it missing Simmons out?
The receiver from Selma.
Was it missing out on the quarterback that changed the way in their identity? That's a good one. Of the recruiting class?
That's what I thought it was at first. I think it's deeper than that now.
Okay. Yeah.
That could have triggered it. That could have started, the ball going a different direction, but.
And it could be something no more than after Big Cat weekend, you know, and they got Mison Johnson Cook in, it could be no more than guys, a lot of these kids that we're looking at are really good, and I think we can get them. So maybe we just pivot. Maybe it's just simply they just started in one direction and they just pivoted, and it wasn't necessarily like a aha or figuring something out. It's just maybe we underestimated ourselves and we can actually go get and go toe-to-toe with Georgia and all these guys, and let's just go get them.
And how refreshing, if that is it, which I don't think that there's a world where it's 0% what you said. I think that's got to be some of it.
Sure.
And how refreshing is it that you're not like filled with pride and ego where like the focus isn't about being right and having the best plan day one, but it's about doing the right thing every day to help translate into getting to Auburn to what it can be. And I think that's the biggest difference so far from Golish to Freeze, is there's no ego. There's no, hey, it's my way. And what I've done so far to this point is the best way to win in college football right now. So you've got a guy who is humble and who wants to win, and he surrounds himself with coaches that have more experience than he does. And these guys clearly have a plan that's working.
I feel like he's hungry. I feel like he's super hungry. When speaking of Alex Golish, he was doubted at USF. People hardly talk about what he did on the successful side of things at Tennessee. Now he has a chance to prove himself as the head coach of Auburn. I think he's hungry, and he's working really hard to make that happen.
And I'll tell you what, it's fun giving Kirby Smart swerve.
I want a guy, I get him. You're washed up, Kirby.
That water was uncomfortably yellow.
It was a tad
yellow.
Play
that again. I want to look at just the water again.
When I want a guy, I get him. You're washed up, Kirby.
That water shoots out of the top of the toilet. That reminds me of.
Flush was weird. Also, the water level, suspicious.
Yeah.
The water color. Suspicious.
That reminds
me. But Alex Golish doesn't care about your feelings.
That reminded me of my experience at Precision Tune Auto Care a little bit. if I'm being completely honest. The whole
that day, water was clear, correct?
It was very clear. Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Absolutely.
Very clean at Precision Tune Auto Care.
Absolutely. We got another one. We're gonna just go ahead and fire off. This is not going along with the conversation, but we might as well just fire it.
Welcome to the Blackerby residence. May I interest you in some cornbread? There's also pound cake in the kitchen.
I thought it was holding a block of cheese on the platter, but
RoboDap
bread.
RoboDap.
Okay. So that originated from the Live Dive Village Vice show, and Brad was talking about the Christmas party we had last year, and he made my house sound much nicer than it is, and how I had a butler, and I'm like, no, that wasn't a butler. That was Daryl.
There was a Christmas party last year?
Yep, you couldn't come.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay, just checking.
You brought up A-Day just a minute ago, talking about that. Could have that swung any momentum? The reason I asked that is we kind of pushed that down. I know we talked about it a couple of times saying A-Day's not the same anymore, but so many commits came and we keep talking about the relationships. Yeah, maybe they didn't all commit that weekend, but maybe are we saying it's a lot more important than we're giving it credit this under Alex Golish?
Maybe between that and Big Cat Weekend, and that's kind of where I was going. Like, once you saw,
I'm at Big Cat. My bad.
Once you saw who all you could get on campus, and you start talking with them, you're like, bro, maybe we can get more of these kids than we think we can get. You know, and hey, let's divert the attention. Let's rally the funds. Let's go. We think we can get these guys right here. Let's go ahead and get them. I think there's something. And probably a little bit of truth in all of that, if I had to be completely honest. I want to talk about Vontroe King-Williams because, geez, dude, what a freaking home run. If there's anything Hugh Freeze did that was good for Auburn.
Thank you for giving us Vontroe King-Williams.
And remember, he came in. It's so funny. They brought him in, and he was going to be this off-the-field assistant when they thought off-the-field assistants – or, I'm sorry, he was going to be one of those extra on-field assistants, but then the rule didn't get passed.
Right.
So then he was literally just like a helper kind of thing.
Yeah, he was like watching film and all that.
And so then, Jeremy Garrett leaves, and then Vontrell just slides in there, and people banged on that decision, didn't they? They were like – oh, well, that's, you know, I can't believe you didn't go out and get somebody proven. I can't believe you didn't go get some stud recruiter. And then Vontrell has just been a boss. How we've kept him.
Who left? Was it Jeremy Garrett?
Jeremy Garrett, yeah.
And like it was so late in the cycle where I remember talking to some of the players. I'm like, what are y'all going to do? And they're like, I don't know. But if it's not Vontrell, I don't know what we're doing. I'm like, okay. And then it was Vontrell, and I'm like, so you said it's like, yeah, it was obvious. Like, he's a D-line coach. I'm like, oh, okay, great, awesome. And now we all see why they felt that way.
I mean, just look at his commit list and then the production on the field, and it is it's funny. And then, Zach, you can speak to this. Christian, you haven't seen it yet. Hopefully soon you will. But when you go to practice and media is there and, like, high school coaches are there, Zach, where is everyone? What's everybody's watching?
Yeah, it's right at the corner. I don't know if that's on purpose or not, because it's like the one you could see the best. And he, like, it's almost like he's performing, but he's not. He's just so intense and pouring every ounce into, like, every single rep that these kids do. No, they're watching Vontrell, and you can hear everything he says, and it's just, it's so intense. It's 100 degrees, and he's wearing a hoodie. Like, it's just, it's just a lot. And then you see Golish out there, and he's just like watching and admiring, like when he runs over the defensive line. Like, it's just, it's a vibe. And like, we can talk about the talent acquisition, but development is something that is happening on the defensive side of the football. And when you look at what these defensive linemen do when they get here, they get better. And that's something you can't really deny. One thing I thought was interesting in response to some of Kamba's comments leaving today is he credited Vontrell with a first-round draft pick this past year. I just don't really think of, like, Keldrick being with Vontrell. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. But I do feel like we're reaching just a smidge there.
I don't. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm fine with it. I don't know.
Well, he was. I mean, Keltrick worked with his group for the most part. Like, he's not
Edges
really.
Edges and Ends are with a different thing in Indy.
Yeah, but is that the way it worked last year?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I remember him being in just as many of those drills with Von Trell than whoever our outside linebackers coach was. At, who was it? Rock Bellantoni, I guess, is who it was.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
I don't think he worked with him that much. I think it was mostly
for me. I'm not pushing back on it.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Home run for sure there. I want to touch on this just because I think it's a conversation about how to build a roster. And
can I show my shirt off real quick before we move
on?
Do you mind?
Yes. His name is Fred Gaskin.
Love it.
It looks good, dude.
I'll keep going.
Is it super comfy?
Yeah, it's comfort colors. It's great. AUShirts.com.
I dig it.
What a marketing.
There's another version that I like. Zach hates it. Huh?
Use promo code Fred at checkout. It doesn't do anything, but just do it.
Just do it anyway. It's incredible. So I want to pivot and shift gears a little bit just because – and I don't want to be like the Auburn show that talks about Alabama all the time, but I think it's relevant because I'm seeing a lot of, spinning and explanations about why things are happening the way they are. But, Christian, were you able to find where Alabama's class currently ranks on 247?
Hang on. Let me pull up the rankings here. Okay. I'm in.
Gotta keep scrolling down.
Top 25. Nope. Top 50?
You're probably going to have to hit load more.
Load more.
You got to be getting close.
Yeah, you got to hit load more, I think.
Wow. So there's one thing that the Beatles in Alabama have involved. They are at 64. So, interesting. Wow.
You got to go 64? All the way down to – y'all got to go all the way down to 64th to find them. They just had their second highest rated recruit decommit this past weekend. As a linebacker, I can't exactly remember what his name was, but I think he flipped to Tennessee, which that probably is doubly salt in the wounds. They're shut out of all the players so far.
Kenneth Simon.
Shut out of everybody in the state of Alabama in the top 10 so far. They've gotten 8 commits, 2, which I thought it was only 7. I know there's 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, and 2 tight ends. What did they just add? And a kicker. They must have just added someone else. Because it was only 7. So you got, there's your 2 quarterbacks, a defensive lineman, a 3-star defensive lineman, Avrian Pauly from McGill Toolin, 6'5".
Oh, they're fine. They're fine.
265. What's going on? What do you think's going on here?
Anything? I don't know, but why is there 2 quarterbacks in the class? And why is that the top thing? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, we just talked about potentially – did Auburn turn a corner because they didn't win the quarterback race? They have a 5-star and a 4-star quarterback as they're in the recruiting class. You have to think that's where almost all their NIL dollars are. What are they doing? What you have to assume that only one of them are going to be in this class when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
I was talking to some Bama people about that earlier this week. And I'm like, what's happening there? And the feeling and the assumption is both of them are in the class for way cheaper. Like, they could go somewhere else for more. Maybe. I don't.
Wait, what? Say that again.
That they could get more value and payment from other schools if they chose to go somewhere else was the working assumption that the Bama people I talked to had.
Okay, I'm still not sure that I'm grasping. They're making more money at Alabama than they would be elsewhere, or they're committed to Alabama.
Pay cut to go to Alabama.
Okay, so we're going with that now. Like, people still want to just come to Alabama for no money. Is that what we're saying?
You want to go to Alabama for no money, and then one of them's just cool with not playing, I guess.
Okay, it's just that prestigious. That's why there's only 8 commits right now.
That's right.
Okay. Well, if that's what we're going to go with, I was going to try to have a real conversation instead of just making up just wild stories, right, like that. But you just gave your general manager, Courtney Morgan, a huge raise. I think he's making over $1 million. Here's my question. This is what I'm seeing. We spent a ton of money on retention and the portal. We don't need a big high school class, which that sounds eerily familiar to the Auburn storyline last year. So my question is can you really not do both? Can you really not do both? Like, do they have that many underclassmen? Can you just take a whole year off of recruiting? And it's only June. So like they could add several guys and they could flip some guys, but there's not a lot left on there's not a lot of meat left on the bone. So as far as this recruiting class goes,
I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure it's going. Sure, Kalen DeBoer has it all under control.
This has got to be their worst class since when? Since they started recording this stuff? Right now, I've never seen them in the 60s.
Top 10.
Look, Kalen DeBoer, he's got it. He's got it under control. This Five Adam guy in the chat, like doing his. They're fine. They're totally fine.
There's only nine seniors.
They're going to win the national.
They really only need one more commit, right?
Yeah, just replace it because nobody's going to leave.
Nobody will leave. No? Not a single soul is going to leave.
Only nine seniors, and I guess Five Adam is assuming no juniors get drafted from those top classes that he's talking about.
It could be.
They just want to stay at Bama. They don't want to go to the NFL. They just stay at Bama.
I mean, that's why the two quarterbacks went, you know, just because of Bama. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter that they're giving up, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. They just want to go to Bama.
I mean, they get to sit in a room with Kalen DeBoer. What else do you want? You know what? I bet the Bama recruits are actually comfortable paying Alabama just to be there.
They probably like, coach, do.
Don't even give me a scholarship. I just want to walk on because I love Bama so much.
Give me some sort of – show me where I sign up for my subscription to be a part of this class.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely not. I'm just kidding.
How many three stars does Alabama have?
All but one, I think. No, that out of eight commits, they have five 3-stars and a platinum 5-star. You know what a platinum 5-star is? Christian?
No, but I'm sure you're going to educate me.
A platinum 5-star is one that has no stars. They're just all gray.
They're all like silver.
A platinum 5-star.
That's great.
Oh, man.
According to 247, since 2020, they've had a top 3 class every year. And it's 67.
So this is good. Bama has 64. A larger NIL than Auburn.
I don't know what that means. That's the answer, though.
That's great.
That's the answer.
That's it.
It's wild. Georgia's not much better. LSU, which I thought would make a ton of noise, which we've seen Lane in the portal. So, like, I know I don't even know how much he really cares about high school recruiting, but they're not doing that hot either. As far as high school recruiting goes, I mean, have they figured out something that nobody else has, and maybe high school recruiting doesn't matter anymore? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, how many of these schools are going to just live and die in the portal? Like, is that just going to be their new route?
I guess a lot. Texas A&M's still gonna. It looks like they're still serious. Miami, who's lived and died by the portal, has the number 2 class. Oklahoma.
Well, when Texas Tech did it, I mean, it was a pretty big gamble.
That's true. They really changed. They really did change the blueprint a little bit on that.
Yeah.
It was a massive wager for them to do that.
Is it storming outside?
They're really betting against the odds.
Yeah.
Texas Tech.
Zach, is it storming outside your house?
No.
Yeah.
They live like 30 minutes from each other, though.
It sounds like a freight train's going on outside. I don't know if anybody can hear that.
Because they did it multiple times.
Nobody going to give me anything for the Texas Tech gambling jokes?
I'm right here. I'm doing them with you. I'm right here. Yeah.
I missed think it because I was thought they parlayed so hard sucked away it. In the.
I'm glad you were with me, Christian. Kyle was not. Chat was not. That's okay.
That's okay.
Like, I'm thinking I may have to go jump under a mattress here in just a second. But
yeah, you got a designated like closet, like a safe room.
Yeah, we got a little pantry up underneath the stairs.
That sounds like a perfect spot for that.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the house.
Perfect. That's away from winders. External. Hey,
Christian,
walls.
You know what the state bird of Alabama is?
I'm ready to hear it.
It's a flying trampoline in a storm. So luckily ours is.
It's not funny.
That's what it is. That's the joke. That's a James Spann joke, by the way. So ours is pinned down. Thank goodness.
What is our actual bird? Is it the yellowhammer?
I think that's correct. Yeah. Well, where do we go from here? What do we expect from here as far as the rest of Auburn's class? I mean, make a prediction right now. Auburn has 18 commits. You got two announcing this week. If you survive James Pace's visit to Colorado this weekend, he announces on Friday. I want to say that Kinnear Crum is announcing on possibly 247.
Is it Kinnear Crum?
I don't know. What do you think?
Nair. I've been saying Nair.
Yeah, Nair.
But looking at it, what'd you say it was?
Kinnear.
That actually makes sense.
Maybe. I don't know.
So I don't know. Christian, what do you think?
I think it's Nair. That's what I thought it was too. But okay.
I mean, I have no idea. I'm just guessing. I was just guessing. But I think he plans to announce this, or at least I feel like I saw that where he announced on 247's YouTube page. So that can get you to potentially 20. Zach, where do you think this class lands? Not ranking wise, just total numbers.
I think they get 24.
Okay.
And I'm counting Tay Walden as one player.
Okay.
I was going to say 24, but just shy of 25, but I'm going to change to be different, and I'll go 25. I think they'll hit 25.
I mean, I think
24 and a half, meet in the middle. That's what we do. That's what we're doing this show, right?
That's right. 302 and a half pounds.
Yeah. I think 25.
I think I'm going 25. I think
way to be different. Original, man.
Yeah, way to be different.
Original.
I changed my tune.
Pick your own number.
He copied me. I said 25 at the beginning of the show, and unbelievable.
You're going to be about the 305 thing.
Okay, I'm going to go with 26. How about that?
Thank you.
So we got 24, 25, and 26.
Great. Chat, what do y'all think?
Christian's going to win, but we'll see.
I'd rather Kyle win. That means 26 people chose Auburn. So
I don't know what's good or bad anymore. I don't know if more good guys matter is good, or is it puts you in a bind as far as money goes for the portal or whatever. But regardless, it's been a lot of fun. And
Ash Brownie said maybe a kicker. We have a kicker.
Yeah. Noah Ash.
There's no maybe about it. Huh. James Spann is married to my first cousin.
There you go.
Says Thomas Fowler.
I don't believe Thomas.
Wonder if Thomas ever heard about that trampoline joke.
I had James Spann on when I did a morning news show. I had James Spann on as a guest, and I did sponsored weathers coming out of each break.
Yeah.
And I had to do a weather while James Spann was on hold, like being ready to come on. And that was the most humbled I've ever been in my life.
Was he just disgusted just when he got on the phone?
Well, I asked for him. He's like, you did great. I'm like, stop it, James. Stop it.
Because he gets really mad at people that get mad about what they say about the weather. It's so funny. He gets riled up. Now we're just talking. This is a James Spann podcast. Shout out. Anything else y'all want to add?
The Village Vice post show tomorrow is going to be electric.
Subscribe, man. I'm telling y'all.
It's
you got
be crazy.
To subscribe. The post shows. I saw a funny comment the other day. It says, I don't even watch the regular show anymore.
they're so fun.
They are. It's so funny. And then you got, obviously, Village Vice every single day. I'm not Village Vice. You got Afternoon Delight every single day. And then, gosh, Taylor, bless his heart, every time he turns around, he has another commit he's got to do the breakdown on. So, and I'm going to get him back on the show this week, too, because we got a lot to talk about. So make sure you're subscribed.
Should we give Christian a show? Let us know what you would name it in the live chat.
Yeah, we need to get Christian a show. Guys, thank y'all for listening. Y'all have a great rest of your day, and we will be back again all daggum week. So buckle up. We're out of here.